It's Friday, the 17th of October, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 5 p.m. news. The Ministry of Works and Transport will pilot computerized learner license examinations and an online booking and payment system by December. The system will allow Namibians to book and pay for native services from home and reduce congestion at service centers. Technology expert Nrupesh Soni explains.
A great step ahead for digitalization in Namibia.
But at the same time, one doesn't know how robust the system is, how it's being managed and maintained, if there is a human element in the back end still deciding some factors, but it is a good step towards digitalization. And at the same time,
the fact that you can book online and pay does reduce a lot of queuing up at NATUS. License desks and other things are already online. This is a natural step towards digitalization. In terms of security and cybersecurity, people's data, this is something that is quite unclear as of yet. We'll only see that once the system is implemented.
NATUS currently processes about 140,000 transactions monthly, generating around 87 million Namibia dollars. President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa says Africa continues to face violence despite peace and security being a main focus under the African Union's Agenda 2063. Speaking at a UN fireside chat on the Silver Jubilee of UN Resolution 1325 on Women, Peace and Security, she said that Africa has the capacity to lead on peace initiatives. According to NAMPA, President Nandi-Ndaitwa also shared her concern over youth poverty and unemployment. South Africa's Deputy Finance Minister David Masondo says given the challenges of high public debt and fiscal pressures, it is important to pursue growth-oriented macroeconomic policies to strengthen long-term growth potential.
Members adopted the G20 Declaration on Debt that aims to improve debt sustainability and commits to engage with borrower countries while enhancing their agency. Work with the Global Sovereign Debt Roundtable provided technical inputs and further strengthened Africa's voice.
Botswana's lawmakers are debating a $388 billion pula plan to diversify the economy and reduce reliance on diamond mining. The 12th National Development Plan prioritizes transport, infrastructure, water, and human settlements with funding from government, investors, and donors. According to Reuters, lawmakers will debate the plan until the 7th of November. And U.S. President Donald Trump will meet Russian President Vladimir Putin once again, but this time around in Budapest.
U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed the Budapest talks after separate phone calls with Putin and Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban. The White House said both sides agreed to continue discussions that began in Alaska in August. Orban said he spoke with Trump on Thursday and called the conversation encouraging, saying Hungary is honored to host talks focused on peace in Ukraine. Trump said the meeting could happen within about 2 weeks, with senior advisors from both sides scheduled to meet next week to prepare the agenda. The Alaska summit drew sharp criticism from Western officials who said Trump gave Putin a platform without results. Now, with Budapest set to host round two, expectations are high for real progress. Pablo Gutierrez, Budapest.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.